We, the citizens of the city of Billings, for the purpose of establishing a just form of fundamental law, one that is responsible to the public for providing equal and adequate services and protections with efficient use of the community's revenue for all, one that provides for self-governing powers with respect to health, safety, and welfare of every citizen, and one that utilizes the utmost flexibility to plan for the future, do establish this charter for the City of Billings of the State of Montana. The Friday Packet with Stocky and Stout. All right.
Hi.
Welcome to the Friday Packet with Stocky and Stout.
Thanks.
It is a Sunday, June 3rd, 2018. What's going on? How are you?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. All right, what's on the agenda today? What's on the Friday Packet? What is on the Friday Packet?
Very little.
Very little. There's only two things. So we're talking finance department and the parks department?
Yep, that's the two.
And I've got a piece of paper printed out from your City Link.
Excellent sound effects.
Yeah.
It sounds like you really do have a piece of paper in here. Wow.
It is. It's he made did of that. Actual trees.
He did that with his mouth. It's like the dude from Police Academy.
That's me, Michael Winslow.
Yep.
You're probably asking yourself right now, what is a budget? Why is there a budget? Why should I care?
You know, it's funny. I was.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, the city, this is just taken verbatim from your City Link. The city beginning its annual budget process. It's a lengthy process.
Mm.
It's not short.
No.
No, it's lengthy. It begins in January every year and culminates when the budget is adopted by the city council at the first regular meeting in June.
6 months, Stocky.
That's like half a year.
Yeah. Well, it depends. Not on leap year.
Well, it just depends on if your time, you know, sense of time is linear or it's, you know, circular.
Good point. James Taylor says the thing about time is that time isn't really real.
Fair enough.
So.
James Taylor. All right. The state of Montana requires that every city adopt a formal budget each year. I mean, every city.
All right.
Not just Billings. This is statewide.
Pretty stringent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They keep a tight leash on that.
Absolutely.
Formulating and adopting a budget serves many purposes. These include funding the programs and projects.
I mean, I feel like it just serves one purpose.
Which purpose would that be?
To have a budget for the city government to run on.
All right. How big do you think that spreadsheet is?
That's got to be like 3 or 4 pages.
Is it like a drafting table of just spreadsheet?
Yeah,
microfiche. Just nerds just going, oh, spreadsheet.
Can we talk about microfiche again?
Can we talk about microfiche? Yep.
That went really well last time.
I think it did. All right. These include funding programs, projects the city council determines to be funded, forming the basis for which property taxes will be assessed, establishing legal spending limits for the city, and assisting in preventing a financial crisis.
Ah, those are good to prevent.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the means.
Yep, because the city of Billings provides a wide variety of services, the budget process can be very complex.
It certainly can.
Yep.
There's like cops and like garbage men and... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, animal control.
I could go on.
There's other things. There we go. Let's see. Where was I? Averting a financial crisis can be complex. The process begins by estimating expenditures for the upcoming fiscal year. Yeah. Estimating expenditures includes projecting future cost increases related to employment contracts and other service contracts. And meeting with departments to discuss goals and ideas for the upcoming year.
Good comma placement.
Mm-hmm. The next step is estimating revenues, period.
I was hoping there'd be one there.
Each department does this based on their type of revenue stream, i.e. water usage, tax levies, building permit fees, etc.
So what you're telling me, here.
Yep.
is that, take the water department, for instance. Right. So they start out, and they guess how much money they're going to make, and they guess how much money they're going to spend.
Correct.
And then they go to city council, and city council asks them a whole bunch of excessively specific questions.
Right.
That were answered in the materials they were handed out
mm-hmm.
3 days prior.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. You got it.
I'm with you
so far.
You're
on it. You're checking out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's say, et cetera. Once revenue and expenses are estimated, the budget must be balanced. Must be.
Yeah. I saw that was mandated.
Yep. A balanced budget is one that uses estimated revenues along with unbudgeted reserves from prior years to cover estimated expenses. Yeah.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Sure.
You know, carry over, carry the one, do it well.
Getting kind of complicated there.
If the budget is not balanced, then expenses will need to be cut or revenues will need to be increased.
Hmm. So it's kind of like how if you have a lot of money, you can spend a lot of money, and if you don't have that much money, you
right.
have to spend less.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you only live once.
That's right? True.
That's YOLO. Let's just
dance like nobody's watching,
exactly.
Joe.
Exactly. I hope you dance. All right. At this point, staff presents a balanced preliminary budget to the city council. Each department presents. So we're talking about, you know, each... Starting in January, each department comes to the city council and, you know, presents their projections for the year and their budget, and they, you know, go through the rigmarole. That's what they're talking about. Sure. Right there. At this point, staff presents a balanced preliminary budget to the city council. Each department presents. I said that during this time, input is given by both the public and city council to determine if changes should be made to the preliminary budget. So. They come to city council, and city council goes, no. And they go, why? And they have it back and forth. It's good.
Yeah.
Finally, the city council votes to establish the budget for each city, or for, Jesus Christ, I cannot read.
It's all right. Practice makes perfect.
It does.
It's all right. Sound it out.
All right. City council votes to establish the budget for each city fund within the city. And if you're just curious and you're out there listening to us, all three of you.
Is that counting us?
Yep. Okay. And Sammy. Sammy's, I don't know, a quarter.
Yeah, she's
a quarter
awesome.
Human. So you can go to their website, the city's current budget. Would you like to know what that website is?
You know, I was hoping you were going to tell me.
Yeah, it's a doozy. So if you go to, we're going to start in the lowercase, HTTP, that's a colon, that's a full colon.
Yep, not semi, it's important.
/, still in the lowercase, CI, dot, we're still in lowercase, Billings, in case you don't have to spell that, Billings, yeah, dot nice. MT, .us/index spelled INDEX .ASPX ?NID equals 475.
Perfect.
Yep. It's just as easy as that.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. You can also probably go to Google and type in Billings City budget.
Yeah, I kind of, you know, mapped out on the city website. So if you go to the City of Billings home. Oh, wait, that's not that one. That's the city. But if you want me to read it again, it's not going to happen because I'm pretty sure.
Rewind. It's okay.
Just rewind and type it into your browser bar on your Netscape Explorer there.
Mm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or you can actually just go down to the finance department at City Hall, which is at 210 North 27th.
Mm-hmm. Just slap your hand on the counter and say, Andy Zeller.
Yep.
We need to talk.
We needed to talk.
Hey,
and make the eye motions, you know, like I'm looking at you with the two eye things.
Point at your eyes and then point at his eyes. Mm-hmm. Do that 6 or 7 times.
Yep.
That's how they know you're serious.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Is there an email address we need to send any questions to or comments?
Well, if you would like any further explanation about the budget process, please contact the finance department at 406-657-8207 or at lowercase, well, it doesn't matter, it's an email address, OGGERJ at ci.billings.mt.us.
Perfect. Well done. Yeah. As discussed before, that is Pig Latin for jogger.
Jogger. At soft J.
ci.billings.mt.us.
Right, for sure. And yeah, if you're looking for anything that's happening in the city and you don't want to look at the Friday Packet or listen to the Friday Packet,
why would you?
Yeah. They have an e-newsletter called the City Link that you can go online. So you just go to the City of Billings homepage, go to archives, and then click on e-newsletter.
There it is.
You know, and they'll have spring, summer, I believe fall and winter.
Yeah.
You know, describing what each department in the city is doing.
And Billings fiscal year is from June 30th mm-hmm. or July 1st to June 30th.
Right.
And that's because taxes are collected starting in January
right.
through April.
We're talking property taxes?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Any sort of taxes? There's no sales tax here, right?
God, I haven't bought anything in years. I don't have any idea.
Resort tax? We can get that one?
Yeah. Well,
local option tax.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm. Nope, none of those.
Not have happened.
We don't deserve those things. Mm-mm. But so yeah, they don't know how much money they have to deal with until about this time of the year. Mm-hmm. So that means that's when the budgets are finalized. Mm-hmm. So fiscal year is a different kind of year.
It is.
I wonder if there's I know there's Gregorian calendars or a fiscal calendar.
What about the Mayan calendar? When do you think they put their budget out?
Oh, man.
Did the Mayans have a budget?
I used to know this one. No, I don't. Probably. Just corn and gold.
Yeah. You would think.
It's the same thing.
Corn, gold, sacrifice.
Yep.
Repeat.
Yep. The blood of children.
Well, they weren't using it.
Absolutely. The inflation is a son of a bitch when it comes to children's man. Blood. Man, it's just so plentiful sometimes.
It can be. Mm. Especially that old positive stuff.
Mm-hmm. That is dark. Airplane.
That one's coming low.
Yeah. Mm. They heard about us.
They did.
It's a paparazzi.
Paparazzi.
I'm your biggest fan.
Yeah?
I'll follow you till you love me.
So, this week's Friday Packet is...
It's incredibly short.
Yeah, incredibly short, but it's incredibly dense as well, so...
Yeah.
The finance department is presenting its... fiscal year 2019 budget presentation. And the finance department deals with purchasing, accounts receivable, business licenses, budget, obviously, accounts receivable, financial reporting, accounts payable, cashier, accounting, tax, audit, and assessments.
Yeah.
It's a department mm-hmm. in Billings that deals with those things.
Sure is.
It's an apt...
It's well named.
It really is.
Yeah, it's pretty clear.
They're looking at a budget of about $1.5 million.
Not bad.
Yeah,
that's like a Bugatti Veyron.
Just one.
Yeah.
Do you buy one and they just sort of give you one as a? Is it a buy one get one free thing?
They do. They'll do a BOGO on President's Day sometimes.
Memorial Day, you get a free lawnmower.
Yeah, it's kind of like mattress sales. Father's Day sometimes.
I like it.
Most of the time, though, you know, they protect the price. They don't want to devalue the product.
Right. So in the finance department, there are 11 professional staff members.
Sure.
Professional staff members.
Sure. That works out to about $1.5 million bucks a piece.
Yeah.
They're well paid. Better than the mayor.
Yep, they are.
What are their department goals, Stucky?
Well, their department goals are for ideas for sustainable revenues.
Ah.
What do you glean from that?
Nothing.
Sustainable revenue. So reliable revenue sources.
Sure. Yeah. Something they can depend on.
That's going to be there every year. Implementation of GFOA best practices, which are
Great Falls Overeaters Anonymous.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Expand use of electronic workflow.
Ooh.
Wow.
That sounds...
Is that promoting synergy?
Probably.
All right. Improve financial reporting.
Okay.
Yeah. It looks like improving communication within the department seems to be a big thing.
Sure.
big year, big thing there. What else in here? Oh man, we could go into the, you know, East Tax Increment. We'll do a Tax Increment District episode, but
that's gonna be a big one.
It will be.
But that's in there. Finance department deals with.
So we're talking downtown tax increment, Eastern tax increment,
yeah,
South tax increment,
and the TIF operating agreements, which are
right
under scrutiny.
You know, the eBird, Southbird, and downtown.
279,441, huh? I mean, damn.
Look at salary tax and benefits.
Yep. Hmm.
Meetings. Cost $3,457 to hold meetings.
Apparently.
And miscellaneous is $5,400.
Yeah. Huh. Well, there you have it.
Mm-hmm. And then they ask for questions. So that's the finance department.
That's a really good PowerPoint, by the way. Whoever put that together.
Yeah.
Big fan of blue.
I like blue.
Yep.
Blue's a nice
color. It's calming.
It really is. And then we go into Billings Parks and Recreation. Their fiscal year 2019 budget presentation.
This is the extreme sports wing of the Billings City.
It is.
Government.
Most of them are golfers, so you gotta watch out for them.
There are some people who walk on gently sloping rocks.
They do.
Yeah.
They might be minor league plankers. I don't know. I haven't talked to them for a while. I don't know if that's gone out of style.
Amateur plankers.
Might be amateur plankers at this point.
I wish we had a live TV show to do this on, because the photos that are attached to the parks PowerPoint are...
Mm-hmm. I think you did a good job.
Really impressive. And there's a before and after picture right there.
So we're looking at the fiscal year 2000... Fiscal. There we go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Why do we keep saying physical?
I don't know. It is a physical year.
So there was a wheelchair accessible customer service counselor at the parks department.
That's helpful. It's important. Yeah,
before it was a big red wall.
Yep, and you couldn't even see over it.
And then Ronald Reagan came in and said, "Tear down this wall." And then they tore it down.
So Mr. Khrushchev did and installed a wheelchair
accessible
one. Also, did you notice that they used the word before and then they used the afterwards instead of after?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So we got the South Park Playground. That's some of their accomplishments. They got a master plan for Poly Vista. Where's Poly Vista? Poly Vista. Where is that?
I can't even tell. Are there any adjacent streets? There's like three baseball.
So it deals with like Landon's legacy. There's a park. That's right at the end of Poly, I want to say. So if you take Poly all the way out west, it's sort of not dead ends, but a tease.
Run into that school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's out there. The Optimus Park master plan's on there. What else? Oh, community outreach. Volunteerism.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing.
Yep. A lot of volunteers helping with that.
Parks does a lot of graffiti removal with their volunteers, and they do a hell of a good job. Huh. There's a lot of graffiti in the parks and on the rims especially.
Right.
And they're pretty damn good at it.
What makes it graffiti? How do you determine that?
Permission.
Permission.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone comes to you, what's an example of permitted graffiti, I guess you could say.
So if I was to contact one of our local graffiti artists and say, I would like a very quickly drawn wiener on my garage door.
Right.
He would show up at 2 a.m. with a can of red paint and draw a wiener and run away. And that would be art because I asked for that.
Gotcha.
But if he had just assumed that I wanted one of those and shown up in the middle of the night and done that, and I didn't in fact want one of those, that would be graffiti.
It would be.
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha. So do you go to the building department and get like a permit?
Or, yeah, they give permits for that.
Do they?
No.
Okay.
It's
like an honest question. Do you just have to go to the property owner and say, I want to, you know, put a nice piece of artwork on the side of your building?
Yeah, you can paint. I think it's so non-structural that there's no problem with that kind of stuff. And there are a bunch of commissioned graffiti-style murals downtown that are, you know, basically large piecework tags of the artists who've done them, and the property owners have asked them to do it.
Okay. And if people are looking for those, which streets, alleys, slash would they be on?
They're almost 100% in alleys. Mm-hmm. So one place where you could see it would be between North 30th and North 29th, between Montana Avenue and First Avenue North on the back side of the old Valley Auto Center.
Okay.
Was also at one point a Napa. There's one on the back side of Graphic Imprints, which is down like on 2nd and 20th, 3rd or something along those lines. There's one on the St. Luke's Church, right to the wall that their little playground lawn thing shares with the neighboring mm-hmm. building. Has some nice work on it. Drive up and down 1st in Montana. Look into alleys. You'll see a bunch of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Backside of Pug Mahone's, too.
Backside of Pug Mahone's.
Absolutely.
A lot of freelance people here on the south side of town.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. They like to get in before the permission.
Mm-hmm.
And just to expand people's tastes and minds and
oh, for sure.
show them that they actually did want stuff right on their fence.
Yeah. All right. So, in case you're wondering, the department overview of Parks and Rec is they've got 5 full-time employees in administration. They've got 7 full-time employees in recreation and aquatic and senior services. Parks and Urban Forestry have 17 full-time employees. And the cemetery board has, why wouldn't they be a board? They'd just be employees.
Yeah.
4 full-time employees.
Oh, far out.
Yeah.
Those are good crews.
Yeah.
That their forester, Steve, whose last name I've forgotten, like won a big forestry award from the state of Montana because he's an excellent forester.
Nice.
Yep.
Good for him.
Good dude.
Department overview is they've got the skate park downtown, you know, where all the youth of America hang out today.
Mm-hmm. Well,
right on their scooters and skateboards and mm-hmm. are rollerblades still a thing?
Yes.
Okay. Skate shoes or soap shoes soap still a shoes. Thing?
Nope.
No.
No, I haven't seen any soap shoes. There's some Heelys down there sometimes, but soap shoes, I think they've gone away.
All right, so there's still 2 outdoor pools. So that would be
Rose Park and
South Park. South Park. 2 wading pools. Where were the wading
pools? Pioneer and South Park have one?
Well, they have the splash pad.
Yeah.
I don't know where the other one is.
Here's a little tip, by the way. The one at Pioneer Park, they chain that gate shut at 10.
Yep.
You can, there's usually enough slack in the chain that you can just push it open and walk in.
Oh. Well, fair enough.
I've heard.
If you want to wait after hours.
Allegedly. Yeah, allegedly. Absolutely.
There's 4 spray grounds, 41 playgrounds in the city of Billings, 32 picnic shelters, 19 tennis courts. That's a lot of tennis courts.
It's almost enough if you do it right.
There's apparently a giant minor league baseball stadium somewhere in the city.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
The city does par-3 golf course. That's the Exchange City.
That's just leftover or not yet used cemetery land, isn't it?
I think so.
Because that's the city cemetery there.
They're not pushing... Well, no, never mind. 6 neighborhood centers. So you got the senior center, the community center...
North Park Center. Zimmerman Center.
Yep.
God damn, we know a lot about this stuff, don't we?
Yeah, the Senior Community Center. 30 outdoor basketball courts.
Hell yeah.
2 cemeteries and a partridge in a pear tree.
Wow, I didn't know about that.
They've got their current agreements. There are 6 Little League baseball leagues.
Really?
6. Yeah.
Wow.
In Billings.
Little League leagues. And then what are the challenges?
Some of the current ones. 30% of their irrigation systems are manual systems.
Ah.
And what that means is they just basically go out and plug in sprinklers.
Mm-hmm.
They're not automated. They actually physically take a human being to go out there, plug in the sprinkler head, let it run, go back out there, take him out. And, you know, repeat.
Yeah.
They use a lot more water. And especially if you're using city water, that cost can start to add up.
Sure.
Especially if you're watering an entire park. One of the shelters in the buildings, I'm guessing they're referring to probably after hours in Pioneer or South Park or North Park. Some of the vandalism that happens.
That'll happen. I heard from an old timer, and I'm not sure who it was. Hmm. And so if I'm calling somebody old who's not that old, I'm sorry. But that North Park used to have a ditch running through it, and every couple of days in the summer, they just go down and slap a dam into the ditch and flood the park to water.
Okay.
It's, I mean, works for rice.
Yeah.
Why not?
Sure.
Pretty interesting way to do it.
A South Pool. I'm guessing they say South Pool in the packet. I'm guessing it's South Park.
That's got to be it.
That was built in the 1920s.
Oh, wow.
That's over 100. Well, it's approaching 100 years old. And it was last renovated in 1993.
Well, that's fine.
And a couple wading pools are at the end of their life cycle, which is Hawthorne Park and Pioneer Park.
Hawthorne. That's the other wader. Mm-hmm. Where the hell's Hawthorne Park, Stocky?
All I can think of is Hawthorne Heights and, it's there. You know, Ohio.
Yep.
It's for lovers.
That's true.
So another one is community parks and Billings have not, you know, kept up with the pace of growth. So it's been the big point in this one is it's been over 36 years since a community park was built in Billings.
Sure.
36 years old. That's, you know, me.
Yeah.
So 1981.
Crazy.
That's crazy. That was a Castle Rock Park out in the Heights. That was the last one built.
Sure. Nice park.
The population of Billings at that time was 66,798. It is now at 530,000 people.
Oh, man.
No, it's not.
That's pretty good. That's good growth.
106.
Yeah, I think so.
According to their plan, they need an additional 80 acres of community parks throughout the city.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't think you can have too damn many parks.
I don't think so. I love green spaces.
Yeah, they make a town nice.
Mm-hmm. Their proposed budget is a huge-ass number.
Okay.
You want to read that one?
That, to me, Stocky, looks like $314,821,879.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yep.
That's a big chunk of change.
How much of that goes to welfare mothers?
This pie chart does not make a space for that, so I don't know.
So they don't want to...
A lot of orange
in there. Don't want to tell you, do they?
Yep. Public. All right. Where does the money come from? A lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What else do you want to know?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
There's a lot of numbers in here.
Parks is a good department.
It is.
Unfortunately, I think they're probably one of the departments that sees cuts first when we don't have the mandated balanced budget, and that's too bad.
And they're trying to save money. It looks like they're trying to convert, you know, the parks to irrigation well water.
Yeah.
Get them off the city water for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Take a whole bunch of potable water and dump it on parks. Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Seems
like we could work out a deal with the... Is that a diagram of how a well works on the right there?
It is.
Okay.
Apparently there's a... That is a weird... There's just apparently a river of water, like a river of slime in Ghostbusters 2. Just imagine Ghostbusters 2.
And then like a Transformers...
You've got Ray in the hole. He's down, and he comes to this river, and he's like, you know, that's basically the graphic we're looking at.
Except in this case, it's blue, not green.
True.
Okay.
And Vigo is nowhere to be seen.
Well, that's too bad.
The three parks they're looking to convert to irrigation well water are Street Park. Where's Street Park?
I have absolutely no idea where Street Park or Kings Green Park is.
Kings Green Park is down off the highway, just south of King Avenue East. So as you come up to, it's just, I want to say east of Cabela's and that whole development.
All right.
And you go south towards the highway, it's down there.
Sure.
And Terry.
Yeah.
Terry Park.
Our friends, Sean Lynch and Ann Kasempa last year made a 1 year goal to visit every city park with their little boy.
Nice.
And, they did it.
Did they?
Pretty neat. Yeah. I kind of thought about doing that myself, but it's kind of creepy when a 39-year-old man decides to go visit every single city park without.
Yeah. Well, you just, have a sign you just hold up and say, I'm just visiting.
Just here for a podcast.
Let's see.
Oh, cool. A floating building.
Look at that. The High Sierra Park restroom proposal. That's a proposal. So it's a vault restroom facility up at High Sierra, which is in Sierra. No, it's a... It's on top of the rim.
It's above Sierra.
Yep. You know where Swords Park is.
Ah.
Up there, they're looking to put in a bathroom.
That's a good idea.
I think so.
Sure. Why not?
The other proposal I thought, which is funny, which is, well, not funny, but it's just a, you know, a porta shitter rental.
That's good.
Which is once a year rental, which they come twice a week to service it.
$4,500 bucks, huh?
Yep. That's for a year?
City would be responsible for any vandalism.
Yeah.
100% ADA.
So that's one of the bigger ones. And the city, you know, would be responsible if some youth came out and decided to strike a match to it or tip it over.
Which, no, that would never happen.
No, that never happens, ever.
Come on. Or but, run over it in a jacked up diesel pickup.
But the vault room is $56,300. So it's got two sides to it. It's, you know... A little bit more money on the front end, but it's a lot better of an option than a $4,500 a year Porta Shitter rental.
Yeah, so 11 years later, you're probably penciling out. Mm-hmm. But nothing improves the look of a park like a gray Porta Shitter tipped over.
Who do you think they would use?
Oh, I'd have to. I bet you they'll have to do some kind of big old estimate and proposal RFP thing call out.
So there's BPS. There's the, what's the blue one?
BCS and Cotter's.
Oh, Cotter Squatters.
European. That's clever.
That's the other one. Great. Yeah.
Good stuff.
I'm kind of a connoisseur of
blue rooms. Yeah. It's a good time.
Yeah.
I like the ones with the purse holders in them.
Yeah, the hooks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those are nice.
No, I mean the little urinal next to the next to the seat.
Okay. I see where you're going with that one.
Luke calls those purse holders.
There's usually something interesting carved into the side of it.
Yep.
You know, draws your attention to it.
Mm-hmm. Makes it visually interesting.
Yeah, it does. Recommended community parks to develop. So they're pushing hard on Centennial Park, which is the one off of, 32nd there, right? So if you're going down 32nd, you get past, that's Broadwater. And you're going down, and there's just this big, wide expanse of not a lot going on. There's a couple softball fields there, but it's never been completely developed.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's Sunset Cemetery on the other side of it.
Yep.
They're pushing really hard on that one.
Sure. There's a lot of rabbits there.
There are. And jackrabbits.
Mm-hmm.
When I was living down there, there's just a shit ton of jackrabbits.
Maybe they should just sell hunting licenses.
Yeah. The cost to develop that is $5.5 to $6.5 million.
Ooh. Stocky, does it have a completed master plan?
It does.
Okay. Thanks.
It does. So Centennial Park does, and Poly Vista Park has a completed master plan.
Nice.
Cottonwood Park, no master plan.
I'm going to look up where Cottonwood Park is.
Cottonwood Park.
Do you know it?
What's that?
Do you know where it is?
Centennial?
Cottonwood.
Not off the top of my head.
Is there a Y in Cottonwood?
Nope.
That makes sense. My thumbs are real big and fat. Cottonwood Park, Billings, Montana. That is... Is it... It looks like it might be out on, like, River Road. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's between... Oh, no, Cottonwood Park Street is in the Heights. I would imagine Cottonwood Park is out there, too. Close by. By Hawthorne. Huh. Yeah, who knows? Whatever.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. But they recommend developing Centennial Park first. And they say... Well, they ask the question, why develop Centennial Park first? And the biggest gap in our community park services is on the West End, they say.
Sure.
And they have the master plan in place, of course. And apparently they have potential partners. That statement doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Would you just have potential? Or we've got potential? I don't know.
Hmm.
I'm not really good at words. to help with the second phase of infrastructure in this is in place. So they've got agreements with people, developers,
I guess,
landscapers.
Good deal.
And it's sat undeveloped for 50 plus years.
Wow.
50 years.
Wonder how long it sat before then.
10 years?
Okay.
I don't know.
Couple hundred thousand or 10 or something.
They got, yeah, Centennial. If you want to look up Centennial Park development phases, they've got, you know, they got to mass grade that entire site, which is, seems like a big project.
Yeah.
This is a big park.
I say do it. What the hell? Money well spent.
Why not?
Makes the town nicer.
I think so. Comes on general fund. Oh, there it is.
There's that stupid picture.
All right, their funding strategy. You want to know the funding strategy? The first phase is $1 million comes out of the general fund reserves.
Okay.
And then $1 million increase in Park District 1. Approximately a $15 increase for people owning a $200,000 home. And then $460,000 cash in lieu of funds.
Hmm. All right.
Brings you up to a $2.4 million project.
For phase one.
For phase one.
Okay.
This is a, what, $5.5 to $6.5 million project?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So, $15 a year for a $200,000 house.
Right.
That leaves me at about $11. Mm-hmm. I'm down.
All right. That's fair enough.
I'll double it. I'll go to 22.
Oh, there's a dock park included in this one.
Nice.
Yeah, spray ground, playground, shelters, restrooms.
Sounds good.
Parking lots and sidewalks.
Both?
Yep.
Well, make up your mind. We driving or walking?
Either, yeah, come on.
Good God.
What do you think Billings is going to build a bullet train?
Oh,
when's that going to happen?
Probably not till 2021.
There is a transportation... I shouldn't delve into that one.
Oh, man, I know. You can't even find it.
No, it's hard to find, but there's a committee that's dealing with transportation in the future of Billings. When you look at the West End and you're like, if you drive down Rimrock at any time during the week going to work or going out to work, there's just a steady line of cars coming into the city of Billings. It's like, you think it would be now that would be the time to discuss mass transit from the West End to downtown.
Sure.
Since so many people work down there.
Would you say it's a long line of cars?
Yes.
Okay. I really like cake.
Yep. The band or the food?
Yep.
Both.
Duh. At the same time? Oh, man. You want to have an experience.
You can call it the cake train.
Oh, the cake train.
Mm-hmm.
How's our website coming?
It's in process, I'm assuming.
Okay. Sounds good.
We've got webmasters, Jedi masters, if you will.
Sure.
Yeah, I was dealing with it, and it was eating a lot of my time, and I had not a goddamn clue what I was doing.
Well, that makes two of us.
Yeah. I feel it's kind of weird when you go on the internet, and, you know, it's just an implied thing. You go on the internet, it's like, I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you delve into the inner workings of the internet, and I have no idea what I'm doing.
What's a HTML?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm, I'm with you.
Yeah. Talk about embedded stuff.
Cool.
It's way over my pay grade. So.
Well, I at least know how to spell embedded.
Do you?
Unlike our president.
He doesn't?
No.
Oh.
He misspelled it in a tweet last week.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
How many times a week do you think he gets a spray tan? Is that a once a month thing?
I think they rub it on the inside of his clothes.
Okay.
Just so he can maintain.
They like tailor it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Is there a spray tanning booth inside the White House?
I'm sure there is. I'm sure Scott Pruitt had one installed. Wow. $280,000.
That's a weird statement to say out loud.
Spray tan booth in the White House.
Spray tan booth inside the White House?
He looks less orange than he did during the campaign. I think maybe he doesn't have the time for spray tans with all the golfing.
You think he would get enough sun just being outside golfing all the time?
You'd think so.
Yeah.
But he's always got that hat on.
Is there an SPF value to a spray tan? Does it block out some sort of harmful UV ray, I wonder?
I have absolutely no idea. That's an interesting thought.
Yeah. Would that be... No, that wouldn't be meta. Well, it kind of would be. I don't know what that would be.
You're just...
I got a spray tan, so when I go outside, it's got an SPF factor of 90. so I don't get a spray tan.
Oh, man. It's basically paint.
It just blew my mind.
I'll bet it does.
It hurts. Ouch.
I'm sorry to hear that. Did you hear about the EPA's fountain pens? They bought a few nice fountain pens.
Oh, for signing the official documents? Like the...
Probably.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You gotta have a nice pen.
12 of them. $1,500.
A piece?
No. $130 a pop from a jewelry store in Washington, D.C.
Hmm.
Yeah. $1,500 or $1,560 on 12 silver fountain pens.
I wonder if they sell those after they've signed something. You know, maybe get more money for them. Ooh, it's an investment.
You got the EPA.
You know when he signs something, like does like one letter, he hands it to that guy.
There it is. Yeah.
Signs one letter, gives it to that guy.
Sure. I'm going to get on eBay and see if the EPA has a eBay store.
I hope they do. Me or too. An Etsy account, one of the two.
You're right. It's probably Etsy. eBay's way over.
Or a Craigslist account.
Nobody does that anymore. Yeah.
Have they gotten rid of the personals in Craigslist yet?
Oh, yeah. They're very gone.
They're very gone?
Yep.
They still have the missed encounters one?
Yes.
Good.
They moved that, and I'm not going to explain why I know this.
Chance encounters?
What hopefully. Do they call it? Yeah. Missed connections.
Missed connections.
Chance encounters.
Good. Musings in that one.
I will be walking through the park tomorrow night at 10:30. Please smash into me.
It's an alternate Dave Matthews Band song. Smash into me.
That's true. Oh man, I want to sing it with that word instead of crash. That's fun.
Smash into me, yeah, baby.
Okay, community. I think it's in there. Misconnections are now in community between lost and found and musicians.
Mm.
So.
Gotcha.
And so now that's where everybody posts their hooker ads, basically.
Yeah.
I just looked at that. That's fun.
And now my phone is on fire.
Yeah.
Who are these policemen at the door? What
do you want? Okay, here we go. Here's the first four or five listings. New to Sheridan, looking for a buddy to show me around. All right.
Sheridan, Montana?
Don't know. Just says Sheridan. Just
Sheridan. So, gotta be a little more specific.
You gotta be, it's 50-50.
All right.
I sat across in the parking lot watching you. That was number two. Number three, hose. That's all it says. H-O-S-E. Hose.
Hose.
Mm-hmm. Number four, you talked to me about going to Alaska on a cruise.
Oh.
And number five, one Saturday night at the Victorian. Yeah, there's some intrigue there, isn't there?
Yikes.
Which one should I click on?
I'm going to go with hose.
Okay. It's just a hose
what
for sale.
What is hose? H-O-E-S.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. The title is hose.
Mm-hmm.
The, I guess, ad. Looking for Allison, any hoes lately? ... And that's it in its entirety.
You think that's code for something?
It's gotta be.
A lot of ...
It's either real stupid or way above my head.
How'd they spell Allison?
A-L-L-I-S-O-N with a lowercase a. And guess how they spelled four?
F-O-R-E?
Nope. Just the number four.
Oh, that's
a good sign.
Saving time.
Yeah. Oh, I saw you trip.
I saw you trip.
We were at a baseball practice for our kids. I saw you trip and almost fall down. Just wanted to say you have the most beautiful eyes, and I had to wear the freckles. Should have posted sooner. Would like to chat. Send me your picture so I know it's you. Do you think the picture has to be of this person tripping?
I would hope so.
Yeah, you'd think so. It doesn't specify...
Yeah, you know, some sort of GIF.
Which gender this person is. It's just somebody who tripped at baseball once.
So where baseball? I mean...
I tripped at baseball park. Once. Maybe I'll send him a picture of me.
I trip all the time.
Yep. Shit. Elevator ride. That's pretty good.
Mm.
We met on an elevator, spoke briefly, thought I knew you and your beautiful face. Turns out we met in a hospital. I showed you the way out of the building. We smiled, said goodbye. Didn't have the courage to ask for a date. What building were we at? Is this a Jeopardy clue?
So, okay, so he was at a hospital. Then he moved on to a hotel.
Oh, God. These are cryptic.
Is that the plot line for Looper?
Must be. Or Memento.
Oh, Memento.
Or maybe both.
Does he have tattoos all over himself? Yeah.
Oh, God. These stories on Misconnections are so compelling sometimes.
They can be.
And then sometimes they're like, so you're filling up your truck at the Holiday on First and Broadwater and you had a nice ass.
just being honest.
Tell me what you was wearing so I know it was you.
Mm-hmm. Using that ethanol-free blend like a true patriot.
I saw you was getting premium. Mm-hmm. That's spendy. Looking for a sugar mama.
Sugar mama, you wash your windshield so nice.
Our kids are in the same grade.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit, that's a text wall. Edited to say, I think I know where you work, as you sometimes wear their shirt.
I think I know where you work. Oh, boy. Yeah.
We'll be around to kill you next week.
It seems like all these posts are written on burner phones. I got a sinking suspicion.
I would hope so. Asian Sea Grill and Sushi Bar. Yeah, that's great. I didn't see a ring on your finger, so I'm really hoping you see this and respond. Put in the subject line the age of your daughter. I thought you were very attractive.
God.
Oh, God damn.
That's dirty.
That is hideous.
Fuck. Awful.
But yeah, kind of want to go brush my teeth now.
I'll bet.
I don't like that I said that. I saw you with your friend at Bed and Beyond. You have to be the most beautiful.
Not Bed, Bath and Beyond.
No, they left out Bath. But there's a comma in there. Just, you know, fill it in on your own.
You know what I'm talking about.
You're the most beautiful looking woman I've seen in this town. You bought a pillow and other things. Tell me what color the pillow was and what color your shirt was so I know it's you.
Wow.
Have you bought a pillow at Bed and Beyond, Stucky?
I can't remember the last time I actually... Well, Costco. I bought a nicer pillow at Costco, but beyond that, I can tell you when I last physically bought a pillow.
Yeah, well, you don't
voluntarily.
Have to. I think they multiply when you go on vacation.
Yeah.
They
sort of appear at your house, and you just take them down in the basement, and you jam them up on a shelf.
Yeah, there you go. Single-cell organisms, you know, kind of just like blop into two. Mm-hmm. The next thing you know, you have two pillows. Mm-hmm. And they're both terrible. Oh, it's marshmallow time.
Dandies.
Yep, delicious.
They're not bad.
Nothing better. All right, I'll do it.
They're vanilla marshmallows.
Do you think it'll keep me up all night?
It's definitely a possibility. There's a lot of tapioca in it.
Well, I like to party.
But they're non-GMO, and they're kosher.
These are not genetically modified marshmallows.
Mm-mm.
They are as God intended them.
Yep.
We should do an episode of the podcast with six marshmallows in our mouth sometime.
I like it.
Do Chubby Bunny Friday packet.
Nope. Chubby Bunny.
Mmm. That is sweet and soft and delicious.
They are not bad. I'm sure they're expensive, probably.
But mm-hmm.
They're pretty damn good.
Well.
If you're curious... They're made at Chicago Vegan Foods. Vegan Foods.
All right.
So you can go to the website, chicagoveganfoods.com. They're manufactured in a peanut and tree-free facility.
They don't have any trees there?
Nope. No marshmallow trees.
Hey, hand me that bag and I'll do this week's ad.
You got a bag?
The marshmallow.
All right. Oh, look who it is, everybody. It's old
Dandy's Marshmallows.
Mm.
Mm. This week's episode brought to you by Chicago Vegan Foods. Addison, Illinois.
Mm. Addison.
Hey, Stocky.
Mm-hmm.
You in the market for some vegan foods?
I don't know, baby.
Are you driving through Chicago anytime in the next couple months? Right on. Well, here's the deal, buddy. If you hate gluten in your marshmallows.
I want to burn gluten.
I know. I'm telling you what.
Bullshit. Yeah.
Well, Chicago Vegan Foods has created delicious all-natural marshmallows that offer you a tasty treat and peace of mind. And that's because they're made with simple, all-natural, non-GMO project verified ingredients.
Oh, boy.
No gelatin. So they're kind of our animal friends. Yep. No hooves in these.
No hooves.
They're great in s'mores and crispy treats. Not Rice Krispie, because those are really not endorsed by Dandy's marshmallows.
Right. You can melt it down and put it in spaghetti.
Yeah.
Like you do.
Absolutely. So
takes the place of mozzarella.
Delicious.
Melt down a marshmallow.
So good.
Yeah. Get that taste in your mouth for a second.
Nice. For more information, ChicagoVeganFoods.com, or you can send them a letter. Chicago Vegan Foods, Edison, Illinois, 60101.
One more time.
Ha! That is Chicago Vegan Foods. This week.
Wonderful marshmallows. Go to their website. I don't know why we're promoting that, but hey. City Council, regular business meeting this week.
Stream it on Community 7 or attend it in person or both.
Yep. Starts at 6:30. Downtown Billings, South 27th?
North
27th. I always forget that.
Yep. You just walk up the ramp at the parking garage, look for a red door with a number pad on it, hit the little handicap button next to it, and walk in.
Yep. Or if you're, you know, on the street there, you just go into the, if you're heading north on 27th, you hang a left into, what, City Hall?
Yeah, it's like the place where you'd go pay your parking ticket or something like that.
Pull into the first floor of City Hall, go up the stairs, and look ahead of you, and you'll see the City Council chambers. And you just go in there, sit down.
There's a basket where you can put all your guns and knives.
Right.
Shake hands with whatever cop has drawn the short straw that week.
Yeah. It's been St. John the past couple weeks.
He's a good man.
He is. You sit down. If you're going to go, and this is your first time going, make sure you bring a pillow or something to sit on, because you're going to sit on a church pew, which is made of just solid oak. Oof. You're just made to sit there, and if you get there too late and you can't sit in the back where there's some nice padded seats.
Unforgiving.
Yep. If you want to be on the TV, you would walk into the chambers and head, you know, immediately to your left there.
Second or third row back on the left-hand side.
If you don't want to be on the TV, head right.
Right behind the podium. There's a pillar you can sit behind on the right side.
Right.
Most of the city council members won't even see you there. That's pretty good.
Yep.
Or you can watch it on Community 7 until public comment time, then blast down there and run up to the podium.
Yep, you got to sign in if you want to talk. You just sign in and
say thank you, Mayor and Council.
Say your address. Say your name. Say your address.
I am here to talk about the lack of vegan food factories.
Yeah.
I hear Chicago has several excellent examples.
Yep. And if you want to say it in Jerry Seinfeld voice, that's great, too.
What's the deal? What's the days?
Yeah.
Do it up.
I go to Billings. No marshmallows. No vegan choices. I'm out of here.